You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
Everybody, we are back once again. This is the Soundtrack Show. My name is Mark, and of course, you're listening to 101.5 The Hawk. And being the Soundtrack Show, normally we pick a theme every week for our little show where we play music from movies. And tonight's theme, in light of the fact that tomorrow, Tuesday, is the presidential election, where we all decide whether or not the United States is sane or not. I don't usually get political on this show. I figure everyone has an opinion, and I leave it up to them. I don't try and tell you which way to think, which way to believe, or not. It's up to you. You decide what you want to do. Now, granted, we're Canadian, so unless you have dual citizenship, there's really not much we can do aside from watch the dumpster fire that's happening south of the border. So, be curious to see what happens. I know the numbers at this point say Biden's going to win by a bit. Not a lot, but a bit. But these poll numbers have been wrong before, and there's a lot of people. They've really polarized people for voting, and that there are so many more people who've voted in advance now than have in years past. And if that's any indication of the people who are going to show up, the numbers of people who are going to show up on Tuesday when the polls actually physically open, that's interesting. At the very least, people are exercising a democratic right, and that is not a bad thing. Now, as long as the mail-in ballots do not just come from Russia, that's the trick there too. But yeah, we'll see what happens. I'm curious to see if Trump is beaten, is he going to throw a hissy fit, or is he going to walk quietly into that night? So I don't think that he will. Call it a hunch. So off the top there, at the beginning we heard the theme from the TV show The X-Files. Actually, that one's off the movie soundtrack, so it's a little bit longer. And tonight we're talking about politics and, more specifically, the conspiracies behind politics. So, movies relating to conspiracies. So, we've got some Men in Black, the conspiracy theory, JFK, a few other little tidbits and fun things along the way. So, we'll do that. But starting with the theme, with the soundtrack, rather, from the movie Conspiracy Theory. Lauryn Hill, Can't Take My Eyes Off You. And this is the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk.
Refugee camp, conspiracy theory, why? Yeah. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. And long last love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Caught in the way that I stand. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Of course, that was the police. Every little thing she does is magic. From the soundtrack to the film Conspiracy Theory. Part of the reason why I wanted to do conspiracy movies, and there's a lot of them, is that I stumbled across a video. Someone sent it to me on Facebook. I didn't really stumble across it last week. I'm not going to tell you where to find it, because if you've seen it or you've heard it, you know what I'm talking about. Basically, someone who may or may not be an American doctor who does a video podcast. And normally describes wonky alternative cures for cancer and other diseases. But for whatever reason, he got into the Canadian political system in relation to COVID, in that the current climate, like the number of people who are sick, apparently is way lower than what they're telling us. And that the CERB, like the financial support that the government has given us over the last year, is actually just a preparation to get us all used to government money so that eventually it becomes a minimum monthly income for everybody, and get us used to that, and we'll all rack up a lot of debt, which will eventually be sold off to some international group or the Chinese government or whoever. Interesting theory. I'm really hoping it's a big load of BS, but one never knows. That's the thing about conspiracy theories. The good ones are plausible. Either way. Now, here's a theory that actually turned out to be true, that in order to pay for its efforts across the globe, the CIA in the 60s and 70s was selling drugs and guns. And in Southeast Asia, during the Vietnam War, they had their own airline called Air America. Now, Air America, as we know it today, is a kind of comedic action film starring Mel Gibson and Robert Downey Jr. And a great soundtrack. And a couple of songs, actually, I got three or four songs from that one. Starting with this one, it's Fontella Bass. Not Aretha Franklin, as is commonly mistaken. It's Rescue Me from Air America on the Soundtrack Show. Smith doing The Doors, Love Me Two Times from Air America. I've got one more song. It's not on the soundtrack, but it is in the movie. It's an old favorite of mine. Hope you enjoy it. It's The Stones, Give Me Shelter from Air America on The Soundtrack Show as we talk conspiracies. Shelter and the Rolling Stones from Air America. Now, the next couple of movies we talk about are going to be conspiracies in the science fiction realm. And I'll admit, I started reading conspiracy theories and kind of got crazy with it too. bunch of years ago when I was in high school. And it was pre-internet. We were being up late at night when you're a nerd in the 80s and you're using a computer with a modem, which is that device that plugs the computer into the phone line. It allows you to connect to other computers hooked up to other phone lines. I was calling British bulletin board systems, or BBSs. And I remember coming across one local board that had several text files. And people would do these. They would share these text files around. So no audio, no podcast, no video. Way old school. And you come across these conspiracy theory documents. Documents that suggest that JFK was killed because he was about to release the truth about alien conspiracies. Actually, the alien ones are pretty good. But it occurred to me that as you get on to these conspiracies, whatever they happen to be, so say that there's an outside force, terrestrial or extraterrestrial, doesn't matter, controlling the government, the money around the world, every aspect of our lives. You have a choice. You can either be part of the system, have a house, a car, food, job, things like that, or you can be outside the system, which usually means you're being homeless or you've got a plot of land somewhere out there that nobody really knows about. And you're basically living a hand-to-mouth, hunter-gatherer, caveman lifestyle. And if that's what you want to do, that is your business, and I'm not telling anybody how to live. But you go nuts listening to this stuff. And it's interesting. I've been able to step back from it and think, okay, this is interesting, it's plausible, it's crazy, it's way the F out there, but interesting. So, reeling it back into movies about, say, the UFO conspiracy, that aliens have been coming to this world for quite some time. In the movies, according to the movies, since the 1960s. And that we're all protected from them by the Men in Black. To Will Smith.
In black, remember that, just in case we ever face to face and make contact. The title held by me, MIB, means what you think you saw, you did not see. So don't blink, be what was dead is now gone. Black suit with the black Ray-Bans on. Walk a shadow, move in silence. Guard against extraterrestrial violence. But yo, we ain't on no government list. We straight don't exist, no names and no fingerprints. Saw something strange, watch your back, cause you never quite know where the MIBs is at. The night on the horizon, bright light into sight, tight camera zoom on the impending doom. But then, like boom, black suits fill the room up with the quickness. Talk with the witnesses, hypnotizer, normalizer. Vivid memories turn to fantasies. Ain't no MIBs, can I please do what we say? That's the way we kick it. You know what I mean? But see the noisy cricket get wicked on you. We're your first, last, and only line of defense against the worst scum of the universe. So don't fear us, cheer us. If you ever get near us, don't jeer us with fear. Send my bees freezing up all the flag.
What that stand for?
Men in black.
The men in black.
Let me see you just bounce it with me, just bounce with me, just bounce it with me. Come on, let me see you just slide with me, just slide with me, just slide with me. Come on, let me see you take
me, just walk it with me, take a walk with me, come on and make your neck work. Now freeze. In closing, I know we might seem imposing, but trust me, if we ever show in your section, believe me, it's for your own protection, cause we see things that you need not see, and we be places that you need not be, so go with your life, forget the Roswell crap, show love to the black suit, cause that's the men in, that's the men in.
Number two, y'all just halfway thoughts, not worth the back of my mind, but to understand the future, we have to go back in time. They can try if they want to. What pits saw's a bit raw. Took like jigsaw and built it all. Despite a big loss, I bet it all. Ain't fought blind against the world, Ray Charles. Y'all just halfway thoughts. Not worth the back of my mind. But to understand the future, we have to go back in time.
Two from the Men in Black series. The first one, of course, was Will Smith doing the title track from MIB1. And that was Pitbull, Back in Time, from Men in Black 3. I did mention we're doing a couple that were kind of in the science fiction realm. This next one is from Watchmen. And I've got a couple from the movie. I might stick one or two in from the TV show, which was a miniseries from HBO. They've already said they're not doing a second season, although a lot of people watched it. A lot of people liked it. I thought it was interesting. It was well done. And, yeah, the movie, sorry, the TV show followed the comic more so than the actual movie. But I enjoyed the movie. A lot of the purists, including its author, Alan Moore, really did not like the movie at all. Mostly because they changed the ending a bit. But the general part of the whole conspiracy is that there's escalating tensions. It's an alternate 1985. And the tensions are between, of course, the USA and the USSR. And there's about to be a nuclear war. It's almost imminent until a group of, actually mostly one former superhero, tricks the world into thinking we're being invaded. Or there's a big outside mess coming. And therefore we have to kind of bind together and take our attentions off of blowing up our neighbor to defending ourselves. Whether it's a big blue guy or a squid from space, one never knows, but could be either. And that's what this one is. So I got three in a row from Watchmen, the movie, and I'll do one more after that, which is a really funky tune from the Watchmen TV series. So without further ado, and one of the best movie intro montages I've ever seen. I'll put it up on the Facebook page for tomorrow. I say tomorrow because I'm recording this thing Sunday night, and it's going to be on Monday. So I will make sure it gets up on the page for Monday. Either way. It's Bob Dylan, The Times They Are A-Changin'. And this is a soundtrack show, 101.5 The Hawk.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. Was the loser now will be later to win. For the times they are a-changing. From senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times, they are a-changing. The curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times they are a-changing. When I look at you, 'cause you're my thrill. You're my thrill. How my pulse increases, I just go to pieces. When I look at you, 'cause you're my thrill. Nothing seems to matter. Here's my heart on a silver. Where's my will? Why this strange desire that keeps mounting higher? When I look at you, I can't keep still. You're that keeps mounting higher. When I look at you, I can't keep still. You're my
Just so
Constellation Row, it's My Chemical Romance from the soundtrack to the film Watchmen. Before that, we heard Billie Holiday, You're My Thrill, also from the same album. And I've got one more to go from the TV series. It was released last year, 2019, on HBO's Watchmen TV series. And it's a great, great tune, originally from an album called Paul's Boutique. It's the Beastie Boys, Eggman, on the soundtrack show, 101.5 The Hawk.
Yeah.
I looked out the window, seeing this bull head. Ran through the fridge and pulled out an egg. Scrubbed on my scopes, he had no hair.
Lost that shot, he was caught out there.
Saw the convertible driving by. Loaded up the slingshot, let one fly. He went for his to find, he didn't have one. Put him in check, correct, my egg gun. The egg, a symbol of life. A boss that dials the bus out to white.
I pulled out the jammy, thought it was a joke.
The trigger,
I pulled his face,
the yoke.
A dime, a dozen. When I say dozen, you know what I'm talking about, boy.
Yeah, that's right. I'm the egg man. Driving around, king of the town. Always got my windows rolled down. From the dirt, you know, I'm the egg man.
Humpty Dumpty was a big fat egg.
He's playing the wall, then he broke his leg.
Tossed out the window, 3 minutes high. Hit the rustle on his leg.
Blood clot.
Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
So if we're talking about conspiracy theory movies, the granddaddy of them all, I would think, probably has to be JFK. There's so many ideas behind why he was assassinated. Who assassinated him? Was it the smoking man in The X-Files? Was it the comedian from Watchmen? Was it some lone nut from the top of of the book depository, one never knows. But from the film, John Williams did actually the cinematic score. So that's the soundtrack that was released. As you know, I don't do those for the most part. So from the film, but not on the soundtrack, it's The Sunny Side of the Street.
Your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a bit of bad? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Sunny side of the street. Just grab your coat and grab your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side, can't you hear pitter-pat?
There's one big conspiracy that we haven't really talked about tonight, and that is, of course, the theory that we're all just plugged into a giant computer network that's harvesting us for our heat. And then, of course, a series of films called The Matrix. From Matrix Reloaded, it's Linkin Park in session, 101.5 The Hawk. Instrumental tune. Linkin Park session from Matrix Reloaded. My friends, we're nearly out of time. We got one more tune to go, and I really hope you enjoy it. It's kind of apt for the fact that the big U.S. presidential election comes up in 2 days. 2 days from now when I'm recording it on Sunday. So Tuesday at some point, if you turn on a radio or TV, they're probably going to be talking about it. I'm just calling it a hunch. And here's hoping there's a Wednesday after that, huh? So here you go. We'll take it home tonight. Little Alice Cooper, Elected. And have a great week. Be excellent to each other. And God's willing, I'll see you next Monday. Have a good night, everybody.